missed old Nico Saturday night. Speaking of boneheaded quarterbacks, missed old Nico. He didn't play. Of course, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. They've got a great job right now. Hey, instant rebate. Take care of that. The tax code deal there where you get your energy tax credits. Those run out December 31st. So if you need a new unit, let them come by and take care of that for you. And then the new units as well that they have, they're saving right off of that. So it's triple stacking your savings. We love that idea. The Armstrong, locally from Orangeburg, South Carolina, the Armstrong preferred dealer right here in the upstate. They get you a new unit in there. Let them talk to you about it. Let them see if you need one of those. It's Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Two really, really bright guys. I think the world of. And Chris and Ben, they've done it at my house. I still got to set up my my preventive maintenance stuff. We love it. It's our great friends, Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online. It's easy. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. It is a great week and a rare that we have a Monday guest, but Saturday is Military Appreciation Day in Clemson, and a good friend of mine joins us as the first of our military representatives here from the Clemson Corps. Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Mullinax, retired United States Army. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Mullinax. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. It's a great day to be here in Clemson.
It is a great day. I want to, first of all, I didn't know you're from Winnsboro. I got the bio sent to me. Were you born and raised there? Spent a lot of time in Winnsboro coming up?
I was actually born in York, South Carolina, okay. But moved to Winnsboro when I was 5 and stayed there until I came to Clemson as a student.
Because I got to tell you, man, my childhood was spent. My dad worked for GMAC as a field rep there, and so I spent a bunch of time at Winnsboro Motor Sales there with Forrest Hughes, good Clemson man,
yes.
And went a bunch of cookouts, yes, over there, seeing one of my favorite people ever was a great Winnsboro man, Forrest Hughes, and Ellis Johnson and the Goudlock family and all those good folks over that way. So got a bunch of good ties over there to Winnsboro.
Yep, it's a good place. I still have my dad and my sister still live in Winnsboro, so they kind of know all the people down there still.
Good, man. Good. Great place for sure. I'm going to let people behind the curtains a little bit. You and I are lunch partners sometimes. I find it I'm very blessed to have lunch with you. I don't know if you notice or not, because of my respect for you in the military and your military career, unlike the other knuckleheads we eat with, I interrupt them all the time. But when you speak, I got to tell you, the respect I have, my son has for you, we listen to it all, and I've told you many times, but thank you for your service for sure through that. And maybe I need to spend.
Well, my pleasure. I enjoy being able to eat lunch, and I've missed being able to eat lunch with you and Drake recently. So hopefully we can get back together soon.
We need to do that for sure. Tell me about your commission out of Clemson with the Army ROTC in the 90s. Tell me about that decision and how that led to a very successful military career for you.
Yeah, so I came to Clemson on an Army ROTC scholarship paid for by the Army, and kind of what got me to Clemson. My brother actually went to Clemson first, so kind of wanted to get away from the Columbia side of things, but was able to finish my time at Clemson in Army ROTC and going to the Army in a successful career in the logistics arena, supporting our combat troops, and had a wonderful 21-year career, being able to end the last 4 years leading the same program that commissioned me, the Army ROTC program. And so I actually was commissioned on the stage in Tillman Auditorium, and I retired on that same stage 21 years later. So I was just blessed to be able to come full circle back to Clemson.
The respect I've had for you, you know, we talked a lot about our families. Your wife was a Clemson grad, and all your kids. I know you're very proud of all those. Talk to me about the military family, because, you know, you're moving a lot, you're stationed off a lot. I don't know how many times you're with them and without them, and moving them all around. But you raised a young family, I'm sure, through a lot of the moves, and that military career led you in a lot of different places.
Yeah, I was a little bit later getting married after I was in my career for 5 years, and then having kids, so my kids didn't have to move as much. I think I moved about 10 times in that 21 years, and my oldest daughter, who's now 22, she moved about 5 times, and my younger kids only about 2 or 3, but it's a transition for them, and so it can be tough on our kids and our family. My wife was actually a military family. Her dad served in the Air Force, so she kind of knew what the life was like and really kind of embraced it and really helped our kids transition very well from one move to the next.
You came back to Clemson, I think, in 2012 with the ROTC yep. program there, and then obviously with Campus Recreation doing a great job with that. Was that something that you – a goal to get back, something that was presented to you? Was it a hard decision? Give me the idea of coming back home.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of things in the military you have to apply for and get selected, and so I applied for ROTC position specifically, and then – They kind of place you at a school based off of how well your career's been, and I got placed at Clemson, which was awesome. And when I got selected, I told my wife, I said, we're going home. She's from Liberty. It was where her dad settled down after the military. And so we decided when we got this assignment that I wasn't going to continue on. I was going to retire. It's probably the best decision just for my kids to be able to be stabilized for the last 13 years. And of course, for me to be able to have a second career at Clemson has just been a wonderful opportunity for me. So,
your current role as the executive director of the military affairs at Clemson, was that an office that was created? Did you have a part in that creation of that? And what does the department do now?
Yeah. So since 2013, I've been working, you know, to support our military at Clemson. When I transitioned out of the Army, I worked with Clemson Corps as our alumni group that supports those military affiliated alumni, became the chairman of Clemson Corps. And so was always working with our military connected students, our veterans, our family members, and working there, as you mentioned, in campus recreation is a full-time job. But about 2 years ago, they decided to create a new position to kind of help the military and veteran engagement office led by Emily DeBruzzi, and who supports our students directly with support they need to be successful. And so my role as the executive director is more a larger role across the university to provide support to that MNV office, to coordinate things with other departments across campus, the partnerships out in the community. We do a lot with different local veterans organizations, the Department of Veterans Administration or the South Carolina Department of Veterans Administration. And then also do a lot of trying to get fundraising. You know, we need support for these military-connected students. We've got over 2,600 veteran service members or military family members attending Clemson right now and trying to get their degree. And so just trying to provide support to them to be successful, to reach their goals is kind of what we're about. And then I get to do fun things like, you know, help plan Military Appreciation Week with all of our partners on and off campus.
You know, I make the mistake sometimes. I call it Military Appreciation Day. It's Military Appreciation Week. We got a lot of things going on, and you've been a big part of that. Tell me about what this week means to, you know, your what you do in your job and like just the morale, the fundraising part of it. This is a big week, not just on Saturday, but you guys got a lot going on the whole week.
Yeah, it is. We actually started at 8 a.m. this morning with planting flags on Bowman Field around the Tiger Paw to represent all those military veterans, students, employees, and ROTC cadets. But really, this week started 11 years ago, and kind of, I don't want to say I take full credit with it, but I want to do something more than this Military Appreciation Day. And our student veterans were holding a golf tournament on Friday, and we just started asking other people, what do you want to do? What events do we want to do? And we've had a lot of great partners come and join in on that. Even this afternoon, we've got a new partner with Woodland Cemetery there at Cemetery Hill on Clemson's campus. They're going to be offering tours to veterans that are buried there in the cemetery. And so we just brought on new events and exciting events throughout the week in these last 11 years to really have things happening almost every day to involve the community in a lot of these. Many of them, if you go to our website, you'll be able to see they're open to the public. You just show up and attend and learn something new about Clemson, something new about our military heritage at Clemson, because it is really, really strong and foundational from where we started.
Well, I'm going to let you give some websites out and how people can find out more information about what's going on all week long. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong here, Lieutenant Colonel, but in thinking about like where we are with the Veteran Affairs and where we are with so many coming back, you mentioned that number. I didn't realize that. We have, did I hit it right, 2,600 veterans that are currently enrolled at Clemson?
They're veterans and family members. So we have 526 veterans or service members. We got some currently serving service members, especially in some of our online programs or National Guard that are local here in the upstate attending classes. And so we got about over 2,100 family members.
Oh, how cool.
And that's a growth that's going to continue nationwide. One of the changes that happened with the GI Bill, the post 9/11 GI Bill allows us that served after 9/11 to transfer our benefits to our spouses or to our children. And so I can transfer my educational benefits that the VA gives me to my children and allow them to be able to go to school. And so that's kind of what's happening. There's a lot of family members are coming on the benefits of their father or mother who served.
How cool. I'm glad
those benefits.
I'm glad we learned that for sure. On the veterans that are coming back, I'm guessing we're seeing a wide range of ages and experience levels and different rankings. I mean, you run into that all day long. Am I right about that? We're seeing a pretty diverse group of veterans that come back.
Yeah, it is changing slightly over the last few years. So when we were actively engaged in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we did have some older veterans who were retiring out. And so that age was probably in the high 20s to early 30s. Today, at least at Clemson, I think our age group's moving down to that mid-20s to late 20s. So a lot of veterans are doing that 4, maybe 6-year service term and then deciding to get out and pursue their education and other career goals. But there are some that are, you know, in their 50s and here getting their, you know, working on a second degree or a master's or PhD.
Oh, I think that's an awesome program. And I'm thinking like the average, like when I was 18 years old and heading off to college, what a knucklehead I am. I've got to think that from a discipline standpoint, what those eyes have seen in combat or in training, like that's a whole different set of experience in entering college, you know, post that military career. So obviously really cool stuff for there. Do you miss, because you're so close to those and all the service you do, but do you miss, when you're serving in the Army, do you miss any of that?
Yeah, it's probably one of the reasons why I love my campus rec team, and they were a great group of individuals and a lot of fun, and we had a lot of good camaraderie there. But when this job opened up, I decided to apply because I wanted to get back around that military community. Because that's really what I think most veterans and military miss is that camaraderie that you have inside the military. It's very structured and it gives you a lot of good organization, but you can move from one base to the next and just kind of reconnect with people that maybe you haven't seen, right, or even new people, but you just form those connections so quickly because you have that shared experience of the military. So that's kind of what I miss, but that's what I love about this role and being able to help our veterans find that same community and camaraderie here at Clemson when they come in for their education goals.
All right, you got to be careful on this question. I'm going to throw you a hard one, all right? Is it difficult having a military background and how the structured decision-making or the structure of the military, and then you got to get in the academia world a little bit? Like, I imagine that's two totally different ways to go about business is my guess.
Yes, it can be. I am fortunate that I was here, you know, when I was working Army ROTC, I was still paid by the Army, and I kind of had that 4 years to really understand and learn about academia, and then that time in campus rec as well. But I'll be honest with you, some days it's challenging because the military teaches us to make decisions quickly, and that's not always the way a state-run agency wants to do things. Mm-hmm. But I've learned to adapt and figure out, you know, we need to work within the system that we have, and we can be very effective in that system if we do that.
So,
but yeah, it's not the way I'd want it to be.
Well, you did a good job of keeping your job, by the way, while answering that question. Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Mullinax, friend of mine, by the way. I'm honored to call him a friend, retired United States military, and now the Executive Director of Military Affairs at Clemson's Joint. We're talking about Military Appreciation Week. Just a final question for you. What does, because the average listener, you know, knows Military Appreciation Day, and no one does it like we do it here. What does that day, the highlighting of these heroes and all that we do around here, what does it mean to the Clemson Corps? What does it mean to the ROTC program? What does it mean to those that don't live it that one day that actually live it 365?
Yeah, so I think what this day has really brought, since it started, Military Appreciation Day started in 1994, Clemson Corps was created a few years after that. I think this synergy that we've have on Clemson's campus with our military community and this day highlighting this to the broader public and to the nation really brings awareness of who Clemson is, how we were founded as a military school. And through the different events that happened through this week, you know, people can come and learn about these heroes. We've got tours at our Scroll of Honor Memorial there across from Memorial Stadium. in Death Valley on Wednesday and Friday, done by our student veterans and our Tiger Military Alliance Club. And so people can come and learn about the 498 Clemson alums that have died in service to our nation. They can come out and plant flags at the cemetery or at the Scroll of Honor Memorial. You know, and then on that Saturday, you know, we'll say Military Appreciation Day starts 24 hours prior to kickoff. So 4:30 on Friday afternoon, you can watch Pershing Rifles guard the Scroll of Honor Memorial for 24 hours. And then Saturday, we get all into the activities of static displays on Bowman Field, you know, change out of the flag by the Pershing Rifles, posting of the flags at Colonel or General Ben Skardon's flagpole there in the stadium. And then a good show during the halftime and throughout the game, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. And we hope to have a very large aircraft, C-17, do a flyover prior to the game. So that should be an exciting event, especially for those that are sitting in the upper deck.
I know this answer to this question. You love this day. My son, whenever he sees you out in the field, you know, because you recognize fairly often there, and he'll say, "Hey, we know Colonel Mullinax, don't we? Listen to Colonel Mullinax." I go, "Yeah, yeah, that's the guy we eat lunch with." But I just know you, like, you take a lot of pride in this thing for sure, and I'd imagine this is going to be a huge day for you once again.
Yeah, it's always very exciting, and you know, it's I love it that I get to see people in the crowd, and if they can get my attention, I get to wave. You know, it's fun to be able to represent, but. You know, I tell you, the most exciting part, and I hope what people will take away from Saturday is, you know, when they hear the Soldier's Cross being posted, they hear taps being played, the 21-gun salute, right? They realize the sacrifice that our military have made and those that have not come back from service to our military. Yeah. And I think that's really what's, you know, I want people to take away. Thank a veteran, thank a curdling serving service member because they did come home, but then remember and honor those that could not come home.
Yeah, that's a father, a mother, a son, a daughter. Man, that's somebody's family out there. And we have those families every single year. That's just, it certainly would get to you for sure. What do we need to know?
Those will be recognized during pregame. So if you get there, we'll recognize our Gold Star family members of those that have fallen that are Clemson alumni or from South Carolina.
If people have questions about Clemson Corps, people have questions about the great military affairs that's going on at Clemson, and you talked about the you know, obviously scholarship money and things along those lines. How can they reach you guys, find out more about what you guys do, and more about our great history here of Clemson Corps?
Yeah, so if you want to support scholarships for our students and that sort of thing, or learn about our military heritage, just type in Clemson Corps. Their website will pop up, and that's the easiest way to do it. It's just to search Clemson Corps, C-O-R-P-S. And then that'll take you to their website, either to the Scroll of Honor website. And then for Clemson Military Appreciation Week, just type in Clemson Military Appreciation Week. It'll pop up very easily. You can scroll down through and see all the events that are happening each day and whether they're open to the public. And so people can come and enjoy the week. Looks to be pretty good weather all week, so we hope you can make it out and learn more about Clemson's military heritage and honor some of our military.
Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Mullinax, retired United States Army. I thank you for coming on today. I thank you for your service. I thank you for being a great leader there, but also for being a friend and a role model as a father and a husband. I can't thank you enough, my friend, and I can't wait to see you at lunch one day here soon.
Sounds good, Mickey. We appreciate the time, and I enjoy your friendship and being able to be a part of your family at times. So thank you all very much. And have a blessed day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Mullinax. I love that segment. Love this week. We're going to have guests every single day this week for Military Appreciation Day. Short break. Much more after this.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe. It's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat.
Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas. With a farm-to-table spirit offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts, you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com. Or stop by for a test drive today.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Hey sports fans, they always remember November. You hear that all the time here on The Roar. And what if this could be a November you remember forever? I lost 67 pounds with PhD weight loss, and my PhD coach helped change the way that I think about food, showed me exactly what to eat, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. The PhD Metabolic Reset System helps your body burn fat first so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. And right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it so easy to get started, waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks for free, and even covering the cost of your food. On top of all that, you'll get the 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get all of these bonuses. Let this be a November to remember when you actually make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today and make this the best holiday season ever. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
What's that for the touchdown?
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleeper has the very best made, the best bed made, by the way. Love our great friends at Engineer Sleep. Hey, get the ES Duo, the best mattress in the world. Get the best mattress under $500 in the world, the Today mattress. Do it at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. We love our great friends over at Engineer Sleep. 10% off WCCP listeners. Can't beat that. Also, 100 night sleep trial. Take your old mattress off. Free local delivery. 100-night sleep trial, so they'll get it right for you. Both Will and I both have our Engineer Sleep beds, and we both love our Engineer Sleep beds. EngineerSleep.com, our great friends, 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Love the text. Adam's covering the text line from the 571 area code. Retired Marine Chief Warrant Officer here. Finished my master's online last December at the age of 43. Clemson Veterans Office is second to none. Emily is awesome. We're headed down to Virginia for the first time to attend a military game. So love that. Safe travels down. Should be a great week this week. Purple out, and I'll tell you more about all the other activities that are going on all week long. In case you missed our first hour, it's basically me ripping Clemson's inability on goal line situation to hand it to the right guy, and then Shane Beamer for being petulant and for being childish on the sidelines over there, and that was a whole hour. So with that said, love to hear from you. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let me get a bunch of text messages here. Texter Leonard said that if Mike Epley or Rodney Williams or Chris Morocco or Deshaun Cameron would have handed off to the wrong guy, Coach Ford would have utterly worn them out on both sideline during the game, entire week of practice. They were scared to death of Coach Ford. I don't know if the Cage is scared of Dabo or Riley. I'm not sure if we coach the same way anymore. The motivation to hand it to the right guy ought not be fear. I mean, it ought to be the fundamentals of what we teach you to do and the play call that we do. And again, if 11 people heard it one way and the one guy that said it didn't hear it, then I just, for the life of me, I just don't understand.
It's like tying your shoes.
Yes.
It's one of the core things you learn. It's one of the first things you learn.
2279 says, anyone talked about how poor Clemson tackling was? No. You know, I sat out there at spring practice and I sat out there at fall practice on the six times we were able to go. I didn't go all six times, but the times we were able to go, and all I heard Tom Allen preach over and over and over is we're going to be the best tackling team in America. What he noticed in the film of last year was Clemson was not a very good tackling team. We're going to be the best tackling team in America. And then you watch it and you see that Clemson's not the best tackling team in America. Just poor. They play so high. And these guys are when you're playing high, and you're tackling high, it ain't going to work for you. And then you see where Louisville lines up and runs it right at them to the tune of 30 carries for 171 net yards of 5.7 yards per carry. Again, thank goodness Miller Moss was terrible.
One thing that I think helped a lot in that game, especially in the back end, was it was really tough for Louisville to run in the part of the field that had a giant divot in it where Khalil Barnes got absolutely destroyed. It was like a crater. Yeah. Yeah. The field, you know, it's like running off of a cliff.
Yeah. 654-ROAR. We got a bunch of phone calls we got to get to here. I ran those last guys were at the end of the last hour. I had to get them all in there at the end. So if I didn't get to you, call me back. We'll get to you there. Did you see text says? And then I see Venables guys tackling my shoestrings. Man, I miss that man. Yeah, Brent Venables I thought was the biggest winner on Saturday. The idea that he went into Tuscaloosa following the game, which he went into Knoxville, following a game in which he went into Columbia, and physically to beat up South Carolina the way he did after Red River rivalry, then lose to Ole Miss, and to beat up Tennessee the way he did in that stadium. And then what you saw on Saturday was they didn't beat Alabama up physically, but they played toe-to-toe with Alabama. And that's 2 years in a row.
They played smart, too. I learned something in that game. The leaping rule doesn't apply if you are stationary when the ball snapped on a field goal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just can't leap over guys.
You can't get a running start.
Right, right. You can vertical jump. You just can't run and jump.
And Venables used that to block a field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, incredible.
Tech said Khalil Barnes got trucked multiple times. Yeah, Barnes has not had a very good year for sure. 5649 said, you called the Texas game. My dogs turned it up a notch the last 2 weeks. Young defense has gotten much better. That is true. Speaking of Georgia, Greg gets in here. Greg, I try to tell you, man, that thing was a big buildup for a big paper deal, big paper Texas coming in there. Texas wanted no part of Georgia Saturday night.
You know, I want to touch on all three of the games you've been talking about. That one first, you know, Mick, even the game we lost the fourth quarter against Alabama, I mean, made a bad play call inside their 10, missed a wide-open bomb in the fourth quarter. I mean, you just get I felt it in the second and third quarter. I mean, I felt like even though we were just kind of stagnant, we weren't throwing the ball, we just tried to run up the middle, we had the ball in control. But when that fourth quarter ramped up and they did that light show and then came on, it, you could just feel it. You just knew it was fixing to turn it on. And we took it to them in the fourth quarter. The onside kick was electric. That just kind of took all the gas out of them, I think.
I got a text message on Saturday about 3 o'clock, and it said, Georgia, rumors are Georgia's going to onside kick to start the game if they lose a toss. And they didn't onside kick it to start the game. And I texted my buddy. I went, oh, man, what happened to your onside kick? And what happened is they got called off because Texas didn't have the right formation up there. But later on, I texted him later and said, hey, you're right about the onside kick. So, good.
But, yeah, if that's a rumor out, that's not really a good thing.
Yeah, if I knew about it, that's not a good thing. Yeah, it's not a good thing.
We knew that.
But here's the thing on the onside kick. It worked. But to be honest with you, it was a bad call because you got the game in control. You didn't need it. Now, it put them away, but had it not worked, you give them unbelievable field position. It goes to show you that the best play calls are the ones that work, but the worst ones are the ones that don't. Georgia didn't need that, though, and they kind of used it where you didn't need it. You might have could have saved it for Georgia Tech or saved it for somebody else. I didn't like the call there, but I did like Gunnar Stockton. I like Frazier. I like Bowens. I like what they did. And the wide receiver corps stepped up now. Noah Thomas is a big part, and Humphreys and Branch and Delp. And the defense, young defense, is making it very hard on Texas, too. So it's a great win.
Yeah. And Stockman's really – his stock is really rising, man. One last thing about Georgia. Did you see the pregame thing that morning on Lost and Lucky? That was – pretty special.
It was on. I was running. I did 5 loads of laundry on there. I think I was folding it, but I looked up and I saw something on it, but I didn't see the what it was about. What was Lucky's deal?
Watch that segment. That's all I got to say. Just watch it. And what they said afterwards, like, that was one of the best segments they've ever done. You need to watch that on YouTube or something. It's really good.
I will.
I'll tell you a couple other things. First of all, about the Clemson game, I swear – I was in the fourth quarter. I don't know how many times I said, oh, that team just blew this game.
Yep.
And then 2 minutes later, oh, my gosh, that team just.
Yep.
But that, if I remember right, wasn't there a huge personal foul that Louisville just blew?
Yeah.
That was.
Louisville was undisciplined. They had undisciplined everywhere around them and all the personal foul penalties. Louisville had 10 penalties for 84 yards. On Friday night.
Right.
It was total undisciplined. And Miller Moss addressed after the game. He goes, this is culture. We got to address this in our culture.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Hey, let me give you a dad life lesson thing for you real quick. You'll appreciate this. We're watching, we get down to Athens early, me and my oldest son, watching the South Carolina game. At halftime, he looks at me and says, I'm going to put $10 Texas A&M is going to win this game. I looked at him and said, son, you got to learn something about something like that. Let me give you a life lesson here. I was on the golf course the other day with me and my partner getting destroyed after 8 holes. We're down $8. And on the 9th hole, he says, we're pressing for everything back. And I looked at him and said, they're killing us. They just birdied. Well, you don't do that. You take your lessons, you lose, and look. And I said, that's exactly what would happen here if you did that. That's the stupidest thing you could do. At the end of the third quarter, he looked at me and just rolled my eyes. His eyes at me. So. But the funny thing is, my partner pressed the other team. I didn't. I said, I'm taking a loss. He birdies tonight, so gets all his $8 back.
Yeah.
I have to pay $7. I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. That's who would have thought that, though, for sure. Good stuff. Hey, Greg, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks all an awful lot. Yeah, sometimes you best know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Hey, the Patterson Tax Services, great job, PATTX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Love what they do in tax planning, tax evaluation right now. If you call Donnie Patterson, Russell Patterson, they're going to talk about a wellness program for small businesses that can save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and your employees get more take-home pay. How do you do it? Patterson Tax Services, PATTX.com, PATTAX.com. One of the residuals from South Carolina and Texas A&M happened at my house in my front yard yesterday. I'll tell you about that after a very short break.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey, Clemson football fans, there's a lot going on in Seneca, just 10 minutes from Clemson. You need to come on in and check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show in downtown Seneca. It's absolutely free. And you can go ahead and sign up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K coming your way March the 14th, 2026. You want to know what's happening in Seneca? It's so easy. Follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events or our website at www.seneca.sc.us.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568. Or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvements to your home's efficiency and comfort while being a great cost-effective option. We also install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar. Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
I am currently in talks with Wes, who does an incredible job over at Harbin Lumber. We are designing a new pantry. We're designing a new cooktop and new drawers going into parts of our. We love our Norman drawers. We're trying to get a new area for our microwave and stuff. Just some really cool things that they're putting together for me at Harbin Lumber right now on a kitchen remodel. And not even remodel, a kitchen upgrade. How about that? We love it. It's our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. I got to tell you, it is unbelievable just how prompt they are about getting back with me and how things go. And they picked a contractor out for me and they've helped me do all that stuff. They're doing a great job. Upstate Builders and Models are handyman. If you don't use them, then you're missing out on the best service in the upstate. And everybody, so I asked the contractor the other day, he's like, these guys good? Oh, yeah, these guys are the best. Love them. Full service lumberyard. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Open phone lines, text lines. Got a lot of great texts to get to. James is in Bowling Springs. James, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's going on, Mickey?
Not much, buddy. Doing all right?
Yeah, man. It's good to hear from y'all.
Yeah, we hadn't heard from you in forever. Now, catch us up. How's life?
It's doing well. You know, since I've been off from work, but I have a job interview coming up with Drive for Walmart.
Okay.
So that's a very good company to drive for, you know, very good company,
okay.
But, you know, it's going to be on the road a little bit longer than I really wanted to, but, you know, sometimes you have to do those things.
For sure. Now, I told you upper management has a guy that has a trucking company, my sister's company. They need drivers down there. That's in Columbia. But I got last time you called, you said you might be looking for a job. We got a bunch of people that texted in saying, I'll hire him today. So I might even let you give in case it doesn't work out with the Walmart deal.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people who want your number who want to talk to you. Because
that'd be great. You can give it out. That'd be wonderful.
Okay. Good deal. Is this the best number, by the way?
Oh, that's a great number.
Okay. Great.
All right. I will say this: in being off of work, it used to be an old song. Now you won't remember it. That used to be called Starting All Over Again.
I got to look that one up. You do a great job of letting me learn new music.
That's an oldie. That's an oldie, you know. And so, but no, being off of work has called me. Good part about this, I've been able to do lead devotions with a group of guys in the morning. They come to the church and we sometimes able to do basketball and do devotion with them, about 20 minutes, 15 minutes. It's time just to talk to a bunch of guys that's worked for BMW and school teachers. Well, it's just been a blessing and you know, to be able to share the gospel with adults.
Yeah,
and so awesome. I said, Lord, you know, if your life give you a lemon, you have to make lemonade out of it.
That's
so
right.
I know all things working together for my good. According to the Bible, I hope I'm saying that right, Mickey. So If I'm saying it wrong,
no.
I think it's for all things work together for those that love God. For we know all things work together for the good of those that love God according to his purpose. Now, I probably misquoted that. So if I did, forgive me, everyone.
Here's the deal. Sounded good to me, bud. Sounded great to me. So,
hey, I'm going to ask you, what's wrong with South Carolina?
Well, how long you got, James?
That's okay.
I know you're out of work,
but
man, so we can't get
you.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot. I'll go over that here in a second. There's a lot in there. But do me this favor.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all.
Hey, so
so
just make sure you don't mind if I give your number out because people will be texting.
No. Throw it at that. Okay. I really don't mind.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, my friend. Always great to hear from you.
All right. Thank you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's James, the truck driver, who's not currently a truck driver, who might be a truck driver again, interviewing Walmart. And if you have a company, you need a truck driver, I've got James's number here. You can text us on our text line. I'll text you his number. If anybody calls in over there, by the way, I've got his number over here, so I'll text it to you, Will, in case you needed that for sure. So do you think your business would be better by hiring that guy, right?
He is one of the most respective callers.
Yeah, the infectious laugh that you get. He asks, what's wrong with South Carolina? You know, Saturday, for a half, South Carolina looked like the team we thought we'd see in the preseason. Lenore Sellers was throwing it on time. The run game was good with Howell and Faison and Jaden Sellers and Matt Fuller. Harbor was catching 80-yard touchdown passes, and Jacobs was catching a 50-yard ball, and, man, they were throwing the ball on time and running. And, boy, everybody thought, boy, Mike Fury's the greatest offensive coordinator in the country, and it's going to go great. And then the second half came, and it was a total different attitude in the stands, a total different Marcel Reed. You know, in that first half, watching Nick Barrett and Monkel Goodwin dominate the lines of scrimmage, watching Murphy and Okoronkwo and those guys, Fred Johnson, make plays, and Brian Thomas was making plays, and seeing Dylan Stewart, which is an unbelievable football play that he made. I mean, it was amazing. The coverage is great. Swain was great. Had they kept turning the ball over, and it was awesome. It was an incredible effort for 30 minutes. And then on the other side of it, next 30 minutes looked like Bad News Bears. And Marcel Reed throws for 439 yards. And Texas A&M comes down after the halftime. And Texas A&M in the first half went field goal, missed field goal, fumble return, scoop and score for South Carolina. Three and out, five and out, missed field goal, interception. It was an absolute disaster for Texas A&M. And then, in the second half, by the way, already got a request for James's number. Need truck drivers, and I'm going to tell you, this guy would be great through all that. So yes, let me get type this in for you right now. Because that's more important than anything, do anything in the show. Got that one there. This is more important than anything we could ever do right here, is help this guy out. So then in the second half, South Carolina comes out. A&M goes, it's the exact opposite. A&M goes touchdown, 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 fumble. South Carolina goes eight plays, 45 yards, turnover on downs, three and out, four and out, three and out, and then turns over on downs themselves. So, absolutely disastrous for South Carolina. I said in hour one, rip Cade Klubnik and rip Shane Beamer. Now, let me tell you, my attitude has changed about coaches. For the first 20 years of the show, I took up for coaches. And I said, you got to be patient, and you got to give them time, and blah, blah. Well, by the last 8 years, it's been the opposite. But the last 8 years, what I figured out, I've got the George Steinbrenner deal. I'm going to give you everything you need to be successful, but then I'm going to hold you accountable for being successful. Because I got to go, man. I'm 57 years old. I ain't got time to sit around and watch what I'm watching at South Carolina right now. Shane Beamer, it is not just the 32-29 record. It's not just the 6-24 record. Somebody told me that South Carolina is 9-47 the last 3 years in SEC play in men's basketball, baseball, and football. Like, I ain't going to sit around and watch that. Sorry. I ain't going to watch it. We're making changes. You got 2 to 3 years. If you don't get it done, we got to go. We got to go. The main thing I said about Andrew Donati, the South Carolina Athletic Director, and it was a bad look. If it was isolated, I wouldn't think a big deal out of it. Shane Beamer got excited at halftime, was waving his hands to the crowd and all, and coming off the field, and then makes a statement afterwards that no one in that locker room was celebrating like we'd won the game at halftime. Well, you were. You look like a post-game celebration. I don't blame you for being happy about being up 30-3. But you look like the game was over to me a little bit through all that. And so my main thing with Shane Beamer, and it goes for any time on any official and all the facial expressions, anytime all the comments, anyway. He's thin-skinned, we know that. Dabo's the same way. We got two thin-skinned head coaches in the state. But the thing about Beamer is it's a immaturity. It's petulant and immature. And if I'm Donati right now, I'm calling him in the office this morning going, man, it's time for a man to lead us. You're a child.
It's whether it's kicking a water cooler, having a tantrum on the sideline during a bowl game. It's
just too much immaturity.
It's embarrassing.
And I don't know. Texas said 50 years of Gamecocks made fun of Dabo for being a cheerleader. Yeah. Texas said, I texted my Gamecock kid at halftime and told them they're playing well. My son stopped talking about how great they are, or started talking about how great they were. Just needed an offensive coordinator. Told him 30 minutes left in the game, my family text line went quiet. Great weekend for their collapse. Love my kids. They're brainwashed. 2 to 3 at Gamecocks. Favorite child's from Clemson, though. So we had a big deal in my house. This is what I want to tell you in the last segment. I had a big deal in my house yesterday. I'm throwing a football in the yard of my son. He was down in Columbia, or down in my in-laws over the weekend. And I didn't even ask about his game, right? Because he's, you know, this is a, you know, he's been talked to being a Gamecock fan. He likes Clemson, but he pulls from South Carolina, too. So he gets me in the yard yesterday, and he goes, Dad, what's that? He goes, I said, Bud, I'm sorry about your Gamecocks. You had that big 33 lead. He goes, Dad, that's the biggest comeback in school history. I went, yeah. He says, Dad, I'm not pulling for South Carolina anymore. I'm pulling for Texas A&M now. And this is a six-year-old. I wanted to say, well, that's because your head coach at South Carolina was less mature than you are. Am I wrong there? I got 10 seconds in this segment. Am I wrong there? Like, does he act like a child on the sidelines? Act like a child about everything, thin skin in press conferences? Like, it's petulant. It's childish.
Yes, and Drake is also very, very mature for his age.
No doubt. Hour number three when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services.